Well, as you've heard, education has been identified as a priority for most of Australia's premiers. The latest snapshot of schools around the country has again highlighted a shortfall in specialist maths and science teachers. The Australian Education Union today has released its State of Our Schools 2016 report, and it reveals that more than 50% of principals who participated said maths and science classes were taught by teachers who weren't qualified in that area. As Courtney Wilson reports, the problem is worst in Queensland.
Kevin Bates knows what it feels like to stand before a classroom full of students and teach a subject outside of his specialty. In his time as a history and geography teacher in Queensland, he was asked to step in and fill a gap to teach maths.
There were students in that class who were so far ahead of me in terms of their mathematics ability, even at year eight.
And was that a challenging experience for you?
It's extraordinarily difficult. What I found was that I was often just a day ahead of where the students were in terms of planning my lessons, getting up to date with the content and delivering.
Now, the president of the Queensland Teachers Union, Mr. Bates, says he's alarmed by the results of the latest State of Our Schools report for 2016. The survey, which was commissioned by the Australian Education Union, reveals 51% of the principals who responded reported having maths and science classes taught by teachers who aren't fully qualified in those specialist areas.
In Queensland, the problem is particularly acute. That is 76% of principals reporting that they have classes in their schools in maths and science that are being taught by people who've not trained in maths and science.
Peter Darbin is a specialist science teacher in Brisbane. He says he's not surprised at the shortfall in maths and science teachers.
I started teaching in 1998, and the way that I got into teaching was I got a scholarship that was put out there to encourage maths and science graduates to go into a career in teaching. So almost 20 years ago, that was recognised as being a problem.
Dr. Darbin says teachers have always been expected to fill in across other subject areas when gaps arise, but the current lack of specialist maths and science teachers is particularly problematic.
It's now getting to the point where there just aren't enough science teachers to go around.
He says in niche subject areas, it can be extremely difficult for someone not trained or experienced in that discipline to try and teach it. Dr. Darbin says even coming from a science background, which is aligned to maths, when he's had to fill in, it's been tricky.
I would be quite honest and say they're probably not the highlight of my teaching career because maths isn't my area. I understand maths, but I don't believe I have the way that a qualified maths teacher or someone experienced in mathematics would have to make it interesting and relevant to the student.
The State of Our Schools report surveyed more than 9,000 education professionals from across Australia on a range of issues. The results revealed nationally 37% of principals who responded reported experiencing teacher shortages, up from 28% last year. Queensland Teachers Union President Kevin Bates says while there are problems, teachers in schools across the country do a good job of filling the gaps.
Our system isn't broken, but it certainly could do with a shot in the arm.
He says there needs to be more focus on providing incentives for prospective teachers and in particular making maths and science an attractive option.
And there are a whole range of ways that that can be done in terms of providing incentives for training, paying people's HECS so that they can study that particular subject area. We can also look at ways in which we can encourage existing teachers to take on additional study and retrain in these areas.
That's Queensland Teachers Union President Kevin Bates ending that report from Courtney Wilson.